You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Teresa Patterson's in the studio with me. Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Hey, Mikey. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. I'm just looking at a very attractive flyer for a very exciting event that you're involved in. Is this your brainchild?
It is mine and Lani Perkis's brainchild.
Goodness gracious me. One night, four cities, five venues, Carb on Carb, Shesha Grimm, Dead Little Penny, Chai, Hex, Alexa, October, Randa, Sami Sisters, Tombs, Wax Chalice and Valkyrie.
And can I say that's actually one of six gigs that's on at the same night. So we've got two shows in Auckland, one at the Power Station with like Nadia Reid, Tammy Nielsen, Julia Deans, Rhea Hall and Sandy Mills DJing. With, in association with Red Bull, there's one at San Fran in Wellington with Lady Six.
Sure.
And some other artists which escape my mind right now. And an after party at Club 121 with DJs, all female lineup with DJs like Half Queen and other people.
This is a celebration of International Women's Day.
Vic Runga playing in Christchurch at Blue Smoke with French Concession and Mel Parsons in Queenstown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a massive event over the whole country that no one can possibly see all of at once.
No, not but you can, you know. I know I would love to be able to go to each gig, but I will be at the Power Station one, and Lani's looking after the
Milk and Honey, it's called. Yeah. The Milk and Honey Festival. So the festival is all those gigs, is that right?
Yes, all those gigs.
Cool. Yeah. But the Whammy and Wine Cellar one is Carbon Carb, Shizzle Grim, Diddle, Penny Chai, Hex, Lexa, October, Randa, Sami Sisters, Tombs, Wax, Chalice and Valkyrie. What a cool lineup.
Thank you.
Now, and what sort of things did you have to, did you feel you had a good pool of bands to choose from to celebrate International Women's Day?
I think you did.
I think there is a wealth of talent in the town at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's a really good lineup. Strong.
And the other thing that we're doing, Mikey, as well, is we're trying to get as many females to work the gigs as well. So like at the Power Station, all the crew but one are females.
Right.
And at the Wine Cellar, Whammy Bar One, 100% of the crew are females.
Good job. So gentlemen can just walk in there and be pampered and put their feet up and not do a damn thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's an inclusive
celebrate
gig.
Celebrate women.
Not exclusive. So, of course, you know, all in one can come. Male, female, non-binary.
Is this the first time there's been a festival of all female performers of that size?
In New Zealand, I think, yeah.
As you say, there's just a wealth of things to pick and choose from, isn't there?
There really, really is. It's such amazing talent.
Hell, you and I have known each other quite a while, Teresa.
Yes, we have.
And we met in the record industry, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
The recording in the record, which has changed quite dramatically, from when we first met each other. And the way that female artists are perceived, the way that female artists are marketed, the way that female artists, the sort of music they write's changed. You know, it's like, I mean, it's all for the better, isn't it?
I think that, you know, there's just been a great evolution of people being able to take control of their career and their sound and their image. And, you know, I'd say that Lorde was also a big catalyst for that
as well.
I've
said before on this radio session, she is the greatest New Zealand musical export.
Yeah. And she did things completely 100% her way, and it worked.
She had an informed opinion about things too, which I thought was really good. You know, when her star started to rise, you know, she was happy to comment on stuff, and she sounded like she knew what she was talking about, and she stuck to her gun. You know, and all that sort of stuff's really important when you've got up and coming musicians trying to, you know, on the same platform, I guess, you know, trying to sort of see, get some sort of guide as to what they can do when they get there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you just don't have to get your tits out and be Miley Cyrus yourself around the place and, you know, to get someone to talk about your song, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously always been there, you know, through the punk era, et cetera, et cetera, that women have been very in control of their sound and their image. But I think that, yeah, Lorde took it to the mainstream.
Do you think? Obviously, I think it's important to get, there's going to be women working the events as well. That means crew and sound and lights and all that stuff, which have been really up till not long ago, quite male dominated sort of parts of the show, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to show young women that there are options available for them career-wise. So, say for instance, you know, I've been a music manager for 15 odd years, and when I first started, there was probably one other. Like, I think at the time Bridget DeLaunay was managing Dave Dobbin, and then maybe Charlotte Ryan was managing Lady Six. And then there's just been more and more. You know, there's now Lorraine Barry and Rebecca Coe when she was managing Shapeshifter and all that. So it's good to show that there are possibilities. And I had no idea that music management was an option for me when I was leaving school. And so I think it's really good that if women do want to have a career in being a sound person or a lighting director or why the hell not? Yeah.
And I'm really sort of stuck with how many girls are in charge of festival stuff. I really like that.
Yeah.
It's a different approach, you know, just a different mindset sometimes. Hey, so where, how do people get tickets for this? It's on Friday 8th of March. This is next Friday.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's International Women's Day.
So just the one day.
They can go to our website and all the ticket links are on there.
So Milk and Honey is the website?
Milkandhoneyfestival.co.nz.
That's awesome. Once again, that lineup for the Whammy Bar and Wine Cellar, Carbon Carver, Shesha Grimm, Dead Little Penny, Chai, Hex, Alexa, October, Randa, Sami Sisters, Tombs, Wax Chattels and Valkyrie. And we'll play the new track from Chai. Tell us about Chai.
An amazing Persian rapper. And she just dropped this incredible video a couple of days ago.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's going to be a great festival. 24 past 8. You'll be lucky if I say something. Yeah, I'll be patient, but it's late now. I'm in a better place. Yeah, I'm laid back. Once upon a time, there were the days that I would agree with whatever was said now. I wanna be free, everything I could be. Wanna be seen, follow my dream, giving it 100%. Me and my team. Digibass, bracket, enough, end bracket, at 26 minutes past 8 o'clock. And Chai, we're playing at the Milk and Honey Festival. That's milkandhoneyfestival.co.nz is the website for tickets and information on that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.